Now, you heard this morning on the program that there's going to be a big shortfall of fruit pickers this coming harvest. So you have to ask yourself, would you put your hand up to help out with picking fruit and vegetables? Farmers are expected to need an extra 26,000 workers to harvest crops this summer. Daniel Walton is the National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union, the AWU. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Daniel, farmers are reliant at the moment in Australia on overseas workers. Why aren't more Australians showing interest in jobs like fruit picking?
Well, thanks very much for your time and thanks for having us on, firstly. Obviously, throughout this pandemic, it's certainly put a spotlight on the industry and the horticultural industry and its complete reliance and addiction to overseas and temporary labour. Australians, by and large, are not working in this industry because, as we've called out time and time again, we've seen some of the worst abuses of labour rights in any industry in the country.
So you say abuses of labour rights. What are some of the problems?
Well, we've seen every report that's been commissioned, with the exception of reports commissioned from the industry itself, be it through academics working across various universities, be it from state governments, federal governments, what we've seen time and time again is the cases of wage theft, we've seen cases of rip-offs of superannuation, we've seen illegal deductions of wages, we've seen cases of assaults, be it violence, we've seen sexual assaults, we've seen countless studies time and time again. We've seen the Fair Work Ombudsman go back into workplaces that they'd already fined and prosecuted for failing to pay proper conditions to go back in to see that they're repeat offending. This isn't a case of a few bad apples. This industry is completely riddled with it. And I have sympathy for those decent farmers, for those people trying to do the right thing. They're being cannibalised by all the dodgy operators right across the industry.
So what you're talking about is not a problem with the award. You're talking about a problem with the way the award is being applied.
Well, the award just isn't being applied. Our issue here is saying the federal government came out to say, well, Australians are lazy and they're not prepared to do hard work. We just said that's just complete fantasy. That is just such a lazy cop-out. What we've got is an addiction to temporary labour. We've got a backpacking scheme which has been set up as a working holiday visa maker scheme which has grown into a temporary workforce for the agriculture industry. We've said the pandemic is in place, it's likely to remain that way for some period of time. So let's get to it in fixing the industry so that Australians feel comfortable that if they're going to go to work in agriculture, they're not going to be ripped off, they're going to have a decent place to work and they've got some opportunities for career pathways going forward. Until that changes, we're just going to see the industry going back to rely on cheap and temporary labour.
So who are you relying on to make these changes? Who needs to take leadership here?
Well, the federal government is ultimately responsible. It was interesting, just a couple of weeks ago, the minister came out to say Australians are lazy and are not prepared to do hard work. We've got nearly a million Aussies out of work right across the country. If there is ever an opportunity to provide decent employment, Australians would be snapping it up. What's happened is this industry is known as a dodgy operator, the whole industry, and Australians aren't prepared to go to work to get ripped off. All we're saying is if the award is actually applied properly, if unions have got a role to be going in there to help in the enforcement to make sure the dodgy operators run out of town, people are going to feel more confident to get back into the industry. Until that changes, unfortunately, we're going to see this conversation going round and round in circles until the borders open up and the flood of overseas workers will come back in to fill these roles.
So has the AWU sat down and spoken to people like farmer grower groups and raised your concerns?
Constantly. For a long period of time, the AWU have been raising our concerns for every opportunity we've got to participate in the debate pragmatically with industry. We'll continue to do that. For every inquiry that's been set up, for every academic study, we've participated to try and present the views and evidence to make sure that we can hopefully create a better industry. I want to see in regional and rural Australia opportunities for young Aussies where unemployment is the highest in the nation in regional areas to give opportunities for them to be able to get into the workplace knowing that they're not going to get ripped off, they've got a decent place to work and that we can focus on providing training and support pathways so they can make a career out of it. If that doesn't happen, unfortunately, we just continue to find these little initiatives like the federal government announced today, which is essentially let's give opportunities for unemployed Australians to get paid below the award as another temporary fix until the borders open up again. It's just crazy. It's completely and utterly simplistic and moronic positions being put up by the government. And unless we make some material change, all the good farmers will continue to get punished and those workers will be continue to get exploited.
You paint rather a grim picture of it. Thank you for speaking to me this morning, Daniel.
Cheers, Sally. Thanks for your time.
Daniel Walton is the National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union. You